Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
And this is what I want to know. There's been some changes in this guy, Shaba Papa's life. He's shared everything with us. Significant others have been on Kerry's couch and names have been made. Scans have been done. However, it isn't real until you've been sent out on a craving.
Yeah, so after, I'm looking at the app here, so 20 weeks and it's 4 days today. So let's say 20 weeks and 3 days. I've heard about this, but it's finally happened.
Yeah.
Nice.
I want details, hey?
I'll give you the details, but then every woman has to do this cravings thing. I thought it was only a selected few that go through the because I don't know. No, honestly, I don't know. So I might sound naive. I don't know. So I thought I'd missed it because it was like 3 months, 4 months. I'm like, she's still having just normal stuff.
Yeah.
And then I got sent out, bro.
Yeah.
I got sent out. Hillcrest was cold. It was pouring rain.
Yeah.
And I, obviously, because I got shouted at yesterday for not recording the 3D scan, I had to record my first journey of the most random craving ever.
Excellent.
Take a listen, guys. Ish.
Oh, so it's happening. It's happening. It's Wednesday, 20 past five. I've just been summoned to go buy Murray biscuits.
Murray biscuits.
What's a Murray biscuit?
Murray biscuits.
Oh, was that it?
Murray.
Murray
biscuit.
Okay, do you know what I was talking about?
Is a Tim Tam Murray Walker used to be.
No, do you,
that's a
Murray
biscuit.
So you know what? Yes. So Murray biscuits.
Okay.
But that's not the point,
but
Darren.
What did she want? Did she want something weird and strange like pickle jam on the Murray biscuit?
She said make sure they're fresh. And I was like, how am I meant to make sure they're fresh?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Do you look at the expiry date? I don't know.
Yeah.
So hold on. Well, obviously it wasn't hard to find. They're still everywhere.
Yeah, no, it was easy to find.
So you went and you got them and it was it like, okay, so it's pouring rain. You went and got them. And what, did she just clap the packet in like 2 minutes?
No, she had two. Bro, I'm not joking. I'm gonna when I get home, I'm gonna take a picture.
Yeah.
She had two.
Are they still there?
They are still there, same place she left. Two. Oh,
did she not close? Did she close it properly? So they gotta be stale now.
No, it's Hillcrest. They don't have our climate issues. Yeah, you leave a packet of Murray biscuits open for 30 seconds
and
they're like you're up in the hill. You're fine up there. Your biscuits will stay crunchy and
but
crisp
it's not about the,
for a
it,
week.
It's not about staying crisp and stuff. I'm just saying, like, Darren, I mean, obviously you're the only parent here.
Yeah.
Does this get better?
No. Can I just say, that is the most tame craving I have ever heard.
This sounds like somebody's got a story.
Well, this is like, Kerry wasn't joking earlier when she said some women have asked for chocolate-coated gherkins.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah, or
they've
chalk.
Asked for that.
For real.
Or chalk. Or, there's like
or the chalk.
Yeah.
Chalk. Real. That's
well, because like, the, or chalk. We write
or chalk.
On the chalk board.
Ugubala.
Yes. Because the baby has communicated to the mom as they do morphic resonance. I need iron, and you need more iron in your diet. Mom doesn't know what iron is in the food, so it's in the chalk or a mineral.
Yeah.
And that's how I need chalk. They don't know how to. The babies don't know how to display. I need iron in my diet.
My sister craved Champers. That was a tough one. She's like, dude, on
Champeasy.
Yeah.
I'm an alcoholic. JC Ralux.
But have
no,
you?
I tell you what.
Oh God, you've seen Charlie now.
His baby mama sent him out.
Very mild.
On a journey, a quest. To get Murray biscuits.
Sorry, Darren. It's Murray biscuits.
Is it Murray?
If you
Murray,
are in
biscuits,
if like you are in
Murray
Hillcrest.
Walker biscuits.
I'm a Murray. Oh. No, in Zulu.
Okay.
I'm a
Murray.
And Sky had to go out in the rain to get Murray biscuits from literally the first place that their first retailer.
Why do bad things happen to
How
good
hard
people?
Was it? And then she only ate two of them.
Yeah.
And Sky thinks that this was a craving story. This is not a craving story. I remember one morning waking up the crack of dawn to go and record for 12 hours at SABC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going to get home for an hour and a half max before I have to go and get ready. Drive Joburg traffic to go and MC a comedy evening and then maybe only get home at 1 o'clock in the morning of which I'm going to be doing baby duty and da da da. And this was my life for months.
Mm-hmm.
For months. So on that drive home, knowing I'm only going to get an hour and a half, the mother says to me, "Oh, just on your way, I need peppermint crisp." I'm like, "Let's be clear on this. Is it you have to? Yeah, it has to be the peppermint crisp. Yes, please get me some peppermint crisps on your way home." I thought this is great.
Easy.
This is fine.
Yeah.
As cravings go, more innocuous than Murray biscuits. You're not going to battle to find peppermint crisps. So I pop in at a corner store. Nothing. I walk to the cafe next door. Nothing. I drive to the petrol station. Nothing. Nothing. I phone. I dared phone and say, "Does it have to be? It has to be! Peppermint crisp!
Yeah.
I need it! Get it for me now!"
Oh my. Oh my.
So how far was she, like, months
in? So I was like, hang on a second. This was about, no, this was deep, eh? We're like 6 or 7 months in.
Okay.
Yeah, this was real. Okay. This was like, it has to be the peppermint crisp, right? So I go to the major retailers. I'm up at malls. I'm at this mall. Then at this mall's nothing. Nothing in Edenvale. Then I go through to Sandton. Nothing in Sandton. I'm literally driving to Pretoria. Let me try Pretoria. Let me try this. Everywhere I go, years later, by the way, let me just interrupt the story. Years later, I'm doing a golf day for the people that bring peppermint crisp into the country.
Nestles.
And they tell me, oh, yeah. That was that 1 month where we didn't have stock. I remember. Like, in July of 2008, you guys didn't have stock. Yeah, it was that 1 month. 1 month in the history of peppermint crisp. It's only ever not been on the shelves for more than 2 or 3 days for that 1 month that you were searching for peppermint crisp. So the mother had literally inadvertently asked for something that did not exist in the country. See, it might as well have been a Mandela effect and asked me for, like, the hazelnut TV bar.
Oh, my word.
That had never even existed.
So what did you end up buying, by the way?
Sky, I bought every single thing that had mint in it.
Yeah.
I bought mint Aero.
Yeah.
I bought mint Smarties. I bought mint this, mint that. I bought chocolate and mint this. I even got peppermint Stay Soft. Anything with mint in, I bought everything that had
fresh mint and cacao.
Mint beer.
I came home with 15 bags of everything that had mint in as an ingredient, and I dumped it down and I said, honey, there you go. That's all the mint there is.
And?
In Johannesburg.
What did she say?
This was not good enough.
Now they live in separate provinces.
And that's when, that was the beginning of the end.
Wow. Okay, so Sky, best you find what needs to be found.
Yeah, so whenever you get the craving. But we did ask you.
Hi, guys. Awesome show.
Thanks.
I craved crushed ice in my second pregnancy.
That's easy.
And my hubby had to go out and get an ice crushing machine for me.
Yeah. Oh.
He got so mad the other day because it's been 2 years since. And we only used it for that month that I needed it. We haven't touched it again. It's been sitting in the cupboard.
Hello, mojitos.
So crushed ice was my thing. And my first pregnancy was red apples. It was very specific.
It had to be red, eh?
Ice and red apples.
I get it.
I don't know if I should be excited, scared, or it is what it is.
It is what it is.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.